We've met them in a few other places, I suppose, at different stages of the championship, in Ballybuffet and in Clonus at various stages. But I suppose we've never played a game right of this significance and this importance in their own backyard, so to speak. So yes, it is a serious challenge and a new challenge. And we're going to have to be at our best to get the result we want.
It didn't quite happen against Dublin, though it was a great performance. Maybe another step up needed to correct a few issues and impose yourselves on this Donegal team?
Every team's different, and I suppose we really can't compare anybody to Dublin at the minute. They are they're a step ahead of everybody and have been, and obviously they're the titles to prove that. So Donegal had a good game with them in Croke Park and ran them pretty close. In fact, I feel could have got more out of that game too. So I think it is levelling up to be a challenge that I think we have to see between ourselves and Donegal, who has made the most strides in the last couple of years. And I think how the outcome of this game will give us an indication of that. So I think that we're both trying to develop our games to a next level, and we know that we need to develop to the next level to challenge at the very top, and this is a stage of that process. I feel very happy to be at this stage of the year and still in the championship, but we would hate to be out of it at the end of the week as well. So it is a serious game, and it is that back to that serious knockout mentality that you have to be very sharp when you're in a game like that. There's no other chances now. Either in a week's time you'll be in the Ireland semi-final or you'll be gone from the scene, and that's the stark reality that's in front of both of us now at the minute.
Donegal, 21 games unbeaten up there. It seems to be worth an extra 3 or 4 points to them every time they go out in McCool Park.
Yeah, well, I mean, they have that record, they have those wins behind them, but ultimately, and I'm sure they would recognise this themselves, the venue and tradition won't win this game. It'll be how they perform on the day, and they will know that, and we will know that yes, these things can be brought up as historically important or significant, but when the ball's thrown in, there's 70-odd minutes for some team to have played better than the other on that particular day, and whoever does that will win this game. And I don't think that they will be leaning on tradition, and we won't be sort of scared of the tradition that exists there. It's not an issue that we have to deal with. We have to deal with whatever Donegal put on the field and whoever they bring onto the field before the game's over. That's the biggest challenge for us, not the venue. Well, I mean, it's good to have players coming in that are in and prepared to make a difference. That's what you want always from the people who don't start a game. And it's good that there's a real challenge now for places on the team, and there's a real good energy for people who come in, because they really come in feeling like they want to do something to make a difference. And that is an ideal world to be in, I suppose. Not that people are coming on just to see can they get a bit of game time and see what it's like and feel their way into it. They really want to come in and make a difference. And the more people we have in that frame of mind, then the better it'll be for the people that we're able to introduce.
Mickey, obviously there's been some great bravery with Donegal down through the years, but this obviously is the biggest, isn't it, really, in suppose living memory?
Well, I suppose it's up to, it depends how long you're living. As people would tell you, about 1973 was as big a one as any, and I was living that time too, and I remember it well. But it is definitely bringing the rivalry, I suppose, of the recent past to a new level. This is the most important game we will face off in the championship in my time, for sure, and probably well before that. So yeah, it's caught the imagination of the general public, and I suppose from the off it looked likely that both of us would be vying for the second place. Everybody expected Dublin to win this group, and we probably both believed that with the experience we had in Division 1, we should both be fit for us coming, and it turned out that way. So this was really the winner-take-all game, and the fact that they have it at home, that's the one benefit, I suppose, they've got it to be Ulster champions. And so we have to deal with that.